Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, can you tell us what happened at the Supreme Court this week?
Well, on Wednesday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case of Little Sisters of the Poor versus Burwell, dealing with the Department of Health and Human Services contraceptive mandate. As a result of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, the government is trying to force the Little Sisters of the Poor, an order of Catholic nuns from Colorado, and other faith-based organizations to pay for contraception, which is in direct conflict with tenets of their faith. Instead of directly forcing these religious organizations to pay for these contraceptive drugs, HHS has instead offered them a so-called accommodation. The Little Sisters of the Poor must instead sign a form directing their insurance company to provide the coverage or pay crippling fines. The Little Sisters contend that the act of authorizing their insurance company to offer contraception is still a violation of their religious beliefs. On Tuesday, I spoke at a press conference in support of the Little Sisters of the Poor as they fight for their religious freedoms guaranteed under federal law and the First Amendment of our Constitution. The right to peacefully operate according to their beliefs without fear of discrimination and severe punishment is a basic civil right. These are not special gifts that the government can decide when to bestow and when to withhold based on a whim.
Congressman, why was Roger Daltrey of the legendary rock band The Who at the Energy and Commerce Committee this week?
Well, on Wednesday, the Energy and Commerce Committee, whose subcommittee on health I chair, held a conversation on child cures, featuring Roger Daltrey, rock legend of The Who and co-founder of Teen Cancer America. For several years, the Health Subcommittee worked to produce H.R. 6, the 21st Century Cures Act, which passed the House on July 10th of 2015 by a vote of 344-77. This week's event highlighted the importance of spurring safer cures and treatments for patients, especially children and young adults. In addition to Daltrey, parents of children battling rare childhood diseases, patients, and advocates spoke about the need for the Senate to expeditiously pass the Innovation Act, that body's version of 21st Century Cures. The 21st Century Cures Act invests nearly $9 billion in the National Institutes of Health over the next 5 years. It would create an innovation fund to focus on early stage and high risk, high reward research. It would help the next generation of scientists repay their student loans in exchange for doing research into finding cures. 21st Century Cures would also make government's public health role smarter, more efficient, which would lower the cost of research and accelerate the delivery process. The bill also establishes a national pediatric research network to help sick children and reforms the way NIH conducts pediatric research studies. I urge the Senate to continue moving its version of cures through the process.
Could you tell us your thoughts on the president's trip to Cuba this week?
This week, President Obama traveled to Cuba, making him the first sitting president since Calvin Coolidge in 1928 to visit the island. Our two countries reestablished diplomatic relations in December of 2014, but in the eyes of many observers, Cuba's human rights record has not improved since then. According to Christian Solidarity Worldwide, there was a tenfold increase in violation of religious freedom by Cuban authorities in 2015 over 2014. The authorities have also demolished 100 Assemblies of God churches and confiscated property from Methodist and Baptist congregations. Additionally, Cuba continues to harbor criminals wanted in the U.S., including convicted cop killer Joanne Chesmard. Ours before President Obama arrived, the authorities arrested more than 50 members of a group known as the Ladies in White, who were demonstrating on behalf of improved human rights and religious freedom. I fear that the president's visit only legitimizes the brutal and repressive Castro regime and will yield little in terms of desperately needed reforms for the Cuban people.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. On Monday, a group of 14 local barbers and hairstylists offered free haircuts to the homeless at Iglesia Catolica San Juan Bautista on South Duke Street in Lancaster. The volunteers wanted to give back to the community and specifically scheduled the event during Holy Week. I applaud our local hairstylists for their service. All of us should be seeking out ways to help our fellow brothers and sisters in need.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.